You're listening to a podcast on sportspeak.eu. On air, online, on time.
Chelsea boss Carlo Ancelotti has been in the habit of revealing his starting 11 in advance in other competitions, but naming your team 24 hours before a top-flight game is certainly something new. Both Nicolas Anelka and Didier Drogba will start for their trip to Manchester City, while John Terry is back after missing his side's victory over Blackpool. Eastland's manager Roberto Mancini knows what type of pressure to expect from the London visitors.
Chelsea is top squad, won Barca's Premier League 3 times, playing Champions League for many years.
And that's the early lunchtime game. 6-3 o'clock kickoffs, including Roy Hodgson trying to get Liverpool's season going. The Reds were knocked out of the Carling Cup by League Two side Northampton midweek. The Anfield boss says that must give his side extra motivation to succeed.
Fantastic support this club has, and whenever you don't give the fans the result you hope to give them, you feel enormous responsibility because you know how much they care, you know how passionate they are.
Elsewhere, Arsenal will be looking to move closer to the top spot by winning at home to West Brom, while it's Blackpool versus Blackburn. A London derby sees West Ham and Tottenham battle it out. There's Birmingham versus Wigan and Fulham take on Everton. Sunday sees a derby between Wolves and Aston Villa, while Newcastle go to Stoke and Bolton take on Manchester United. Bolton boss Owen Coyle says a number of factors need to come together if they want to take the win.
The biggest one in all is that our players play well and they work hard for each other and they have a good positive on the ball and equally against the ball. They've got to have a good shape, and because if you don't, then Manchester United will just, you know, they'll just pick you off.
I'm Daniel Pidger for sportspeak.eu.